Shalom uracha. This week we have a double sedra, Parshiot Matos Masai. And with this we close the book of Bamidbar, Chazak, Chazak, Venit Chazek. I want to focus on something specific Masai tells us about all the journeys of the children of Israel and their wanderings. Talks about the Yortzeit of Aharon HaKohen. I want to talk about something specific, that's Masai. I want to talk about something specific from Parshiot Matos, and that is in Perek Lamed Bees. Okay, chapter 32 in the book of Bamidbar. Umikne Rav Hayu, remember, year 40, Devarim is the last few days of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. The people are mamash preparing. This is the second generation. The Yotzei Mitzrayim have all died out. This is the Bai Aretz, and they're ready to cross the Yarden and go into Eretz Yisrael. Umikne Rav, Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Aleph. Umikne Rav Hayu, Bnei Ruvim, Vilivnei God, Atzum Ad, Vayuras Eretz Yaizev Yah. Zer, Ves Eretz Gilad, Vihine Makom Makom Mikneh. So we have these two tribes, Reuven and Gad, and they are very populous, but not only that, they have a lot of flocks. Umikne Rav, Hayul Bnei Reuven, Livnei Gad, they have a lot of abundant livestock. And they see the land on the eastern side of the Yarden River, and they say, wow, this is a great place for pasture land for our animals. So the Bnei Gad and the Bnei Reuven come, and they say to Moshe and to Elazar the Kohen and to the princes of the assembly, and what do they say? Ataros, the Divan, the Yazer, the Nimra, the Cheshbon, the Ela Ela, Usavam, Unavo, Uvaon, they name all these cities and all these places on Eretz the Yarden. Rashi says, Me'eretz Sichon v'Og hayu. These are from the lands of Sichon and Og. Ha'aretz asher hi kashom efnei adas Yisrael, Eretz miknehi v'la'av adecha miknehi. You know, this is so interesting. The land that Hashem smote before the assembly of Israel on the eastern side of the Yarden River, the territory of Sichon, the territory of Og Melech HaBashan, this is really good pasture land. And your servants, meaning us, Reuven and Gad, have a lot of flocks. Vayomru, and they say, Imatzanu chen beinecha, if we have found favor in your eyes, you ten es ha'artzaz osavadecha la'chuza al ta'avirenu et ha'yarden. They say very clearly, if we have found favor in your eyes, we want this land as a heritage. Quo, al ta'avirenu et ha'yarden. Do not make us cross the Yarden River. Now, we cannot imagine Moshe's shock at this statement, at this request of the Bnei Gad and the Bnei Reuven. You know, and he's going to say, this is what your forefathers did, meaning the generation of the spies. This is what they did. They turned the hearts of the people away from God and away from the land. Do you want to do the same thing? You will enrage HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do you want to wander the desert for another 40 years? Are you also going to convince the Bnei Yisrael that Eretz Yisrael is terrible? Do you also not want to go into the land of Zavach Chalav Udvash? But that's the second counterattack or counterclaim that he makes. Of course, then they come to an agreement. They promise to go ahead of their brothers. They will not settle in their land. They'll leave their flocks and their children and their women on the eastern side of the Yarden River. And they will go ahead of the Bnei Yisrael to help with Kivush Ha'aretz. But I want to talk about the Pasuk and what Moshe says first. And again, once again, given the times that we are going through with the current battle, what is Rechman Atzan Hashem should have mercy on his people and on his land? What does Moshe say? Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Aleph. What's the first thing that Moshe says? The first thing he says is why. The first thing he says is not, why do you want to sway the heart of the people from crossing the Jordan River? The first thing he says is not, this is what your forefathers did when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. The first thing he says is not, and they, that generation, persuaded the hearts of the Bnei Israel not to cross into the land. The first thing he says is not, and God became very angry and he took an oath saying they will all die in the desert. The first thing he says is Lamed Beis Pasuk Vav. Vayomer Moshe libnei God vilivnei Reuven ha'achichem yavola muchama va'atem teishbu po. Rashi says, how should you read this Pasuk? Lashan temiaha temihahu. It is an expression of astonishment. It is a question. Ha'achichem yavola muchama. Your brothers will go out to battle, v'atam teishvu po, and you will stay here. Is it so comfortable for you on Eretz LeYarden that you will send all of your brothers into the battle, the Mechamas Mitzvah, with the Sheva Canaanite nations who do not want to allow them to have the land of the Avos, the land of the Imahos, the land of the Kodesh Baruch, and you will stay here? When one Jew is in battle, when a portion of our people are in battle, when our land is in battle, all Jews must feel, whichever way possible, that this is our battle as well. And no Yid can separate himself from the destiny of Klal Yisrael. Every Jew must realize in whatever way he can, whether it's tefillah, limud Torah, going out to war, giving tzedakah, mitzvot in their merit, being mechazik, the soldiers, in whatever way possible. It is the war of all of us. And the first chastisement that Moshe gives is Ha'achechem Yavolam Echamam Va'atam Teishbufo. Then he launches into all the other arguments. But especially now, since what has befallen Klal Yisrael since October the 7th, it's a Musar. Remember, Nevuah Shu'utzuchah L'doros Nechtava V'sheinu Hu'utzuchah L'doros Eina Nechtava. These words of Moshe cry out throughout the generation. It's true on a national level, and it's true on a personal level. One of the 48 traits by which Torah is acquired is Nosei Ba'olim Chaveru, on an individual level. When a person sees a fellow Jew going through a difficult time, the battles of life, life is not always smooth sailing, says the Rav. There's no such thing as the sun always shines for a person. If he thinks so, he is mistaken. Okay? So you see an individual going through, I'm here for you. Can I help you? Can I assist? In what way can you be there for another person, for another Jew? In what way can you alleviate their burden? In what way can you shoulder the battle with them? And it's certainly true on a national level as well. When the enemy comes to attack Klal Yisrael, it's a war against the entire nation. And every person has to ask themselves, am I, in whatever way possible, shouldering the burden of what is happening to Klal Yisrael today? Rav Shamshur Fal Hirsch, in his commentary to Chumash, much earlier in the book of Bamidbar, I'm taking you back to Bamidbar Perigyor, Parshas Baha Aloscha. That is when we have the sugya of the Chatzotro. Moshe was commanded, it was actually the last command given to Moshe at Har Sinai, to make the Chatzotro. They were the silver trumpets. They had different purposes, the Chatzotro. So I'm taking you back to Perigyor, Pasuches, in the book of Bamidbar. Ubnei Aron Kohanim Yitku Bechatzotro, Vahayu Lechem Lechukat Olam Dosechem. So Moshe needed to call the assembly, when he wanted to call the princes, when he wanted to call the people, when he wanted to tell the people it's time to travel. There were different blasts that were blasted at different times, depending on what the need was. One of the needs is, and Aaron's sons, the Kohanim, they shall blow the trumpets. So part of the Avodah and the Mishkan, with the Karbana, it was accompanied by the trumpet blast. So it depends on the situation. One of the things the Torah tells us in Perek Yud Pasuk Tes, and this is what I want to focus on, V'chishavo milchama ba'artzachem, and lest war come to your land, al atzar hatzora eschem, over the oppressor that oppresses you, v'harei osim b'chatzoto, you should blow the trua blast on the chatzoto, v'nizkartem b'fnei Hashem elkechem, you will be remembered before Hashem your God, v'noshantem me'avechem, and you will be delivered, you will be saved, from the word Hoshia, noshantem, and you will be saved from your enemies. So this is one of the functions of the chatzoto. Now, Rav Shamshur Fal Hirsch points out, we see a similar terminology in part Parshas Baloscha, and in Parshas Matos. In Parshas Baloscha, it says, V'chi savoel mechamim ba'artzacham, which literally translates as, and when war shall come to your land. And what does Moshe say to B'nai God and B'nai Reuven? V'yomer Moshe B'nai God v'l'v'nai Reuven, ha'achechem yavo l'mechama. In both of these contexts, it describes war as yavo, savo, not chiseitse l'mechama oleveichem, but rather ba'loscha, perek yod pasuk tes, v'chisavo l'mechama ba'artzachem, and Parshas Matos, Bamidbar 32:6, ha'achechem yavo l'mechama. So if Shamshur Fal Hirsch, and I'm quoting his commentary to Baha Aloscha, where he connects these two phrases. As a rule, he says, the Torah uses the expression yetze l'mechama, go out to war. Bo l'mechama is rare, says Rav Hirsch. However, it occurs here in Baha Aloscha, and he says it occurs again notably in Moshe's speech to the B'nai God and the B'nai Reuven. And he quotes Ar Sedra, Parshas Matos 32:6, ha'achecham yavo l'mechama. And he says this phrase is rare in Torah. The more common phrase is yetze l'mechama, and here it is yavo l'mechama. A yotze l'mechama, says Rav Shamshur Fal Hirsch, is one who goes to war vigorously, of his own volition. He is eager to do battle. He goes off to fight, even outside his own territory. So a yotze l'mechama is someone who vigorously, eagerly, excitedly, if you could say such a thing, goes out to the battle. By contrast, a bo l'mechama, especially in our verse, meaning in Baloscha, v'chi savo l'mechama ba'artzachem, when Moshe says to B'nai Gan and B'nai Reuven, echichem yavo l'mechama, is one who resigns himself to the dangers of battle after having become embroiled in war. So it's not that you go out to the war. Rather, Rahman al-Sun, the war comes to you. A Bola Muhammad is someone who resigns himself to the dangers of battle after having become embroiled in the war. Unprovoked, the war has come, and one has no choice but to face the danger. Hence, Moshe says, Ha'achichem yavo la Muhammad to the B'nai God and B'nai Reuven. And in contrast, the Atem Teshu Po, your brothers, quoting reverse, as much as you would prefer to have already reached a state of rest and security. But the war is a necessity. It has reached us. Your brothers must enter the fray, and you wish to evade your duty? Sometimes, not sometimes, always, when we learn Torah, we are reminded of how prophetic, how profound, how eternal, how divine in nature is the Torah, and it speaks to all generations. A Yotze L'Melchama is one who goes to war vigorously, says Rav Hirsch, of his own volition. He is eager to do battle. He goes out to fight, even outside his own territory. What is a Yavol L'Melchama, like in the Pasuk by the Chatzotro, V'chi Savol L'Melchama Ba'artzachem? When war comes to your land for the enemy that aggrieves you, and you will blast the Chatzotro, you will be remembered before Hashem, you will be saved from your enemies. Similarly, Moshe says to B'nai Gan and B'nai Reuven, the same phrase, Achichem Yavol L'Melchama. What does Yavol L'Melchama mean? And think what has been launched upon Klal Yisrael since October 7th as we hear these words, and I'm repeating them. By contrast, Avol L'Melchama is one who resigns himself to the dangers of battle after having become embroiled in war. Klal Yisrael is a peace-loving people. Klal Yisrael is a peace of people of Shalom. Hashem Oz Amo Yitein, Hashem Yivarech Es Amo B'Shalom. What's last of the Bir Kakon and Viasim Echasham? Rashi tells us in the beginning of Bechukosai Peruch of Vav, I think it's Rashi to Pasuch Vav, Im Ein Shalom Ein Klum. Kaisho is a peace loving people. Baal HaMechama means someone who resigns himself to the dangers of battle after having become embroiled in war. Unprovoked war has come. One has no choice but to face the danger. And so Moshe asked the B'nai God and the B'nai Reuven, Echechem Yavol L'Melchama, meaning your brothers are going to go to battle because they have no choice. And in contrast, Atem Teshvu Po, your brothers, as much as you, would prefer to have reached the state of rest and security. Today, Medina Yisrael, Am Yisrael, and all over the world, of course we would have preferred to reach the state of rest and security. Like we say in the Bracha for the Medina, V'nasati Shalom Ba'aretz V'simchat Olam Le'yoshveh. However, says Rav Hirsch, the war is a necessity. It has reached us. We have not asked for it. We have not wanted it. We would prefer not to fight, but it has reached us. And Moshe says to B'nai Gan and B'nai Reuven, your brothers must enter the fray. And you wish to evade your duty. This is a bow L'Melchama. Says Rav Shamshar Fal Hirsch that the Pasuk tells us, V'nizkartem b'fnei Hashem Elokeichem. That when we blow the chatzotzot in the time of battle, we will be remembered before Hashem, our God. Nizkartem, zechira. The first thought of the urgent cry to God, says our verse, is turn to us again. Watch over us with your providence. Stand by us. The hope for deliverance is simply the direct result of God turning again to his people. We ask Hashem, v'nizkartem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. The first thought of our cry to God is turn to us again. Watch over us with your providence. Stand by us. The hope for deliverance is simply the direct result of God turning again to his people. Remain with us even after you have delivered us. Do not forsake us again. Travel with us. In whatever capacity we find ourselves, in whatever our role in Klal Yisrael and in our families, in our personal and our public lives, in whatever country we live, to the Kubitz Galios and to be living where we're supposed to be living. But we cannot forget perhaps one of the most impactful statements in all of the book of Bamidbar, even though every pasuk and every word is the same impactful. Moshe Rabbeinu cries out to us, Achichem Yavol L'Melchama V'Atem Teish Bubo. Every Jew must ask themselves, what am I doing to help the current war that Klal Yisrael has found thrust upon us? And then, V'Hariyosim B'Chatzotzo, we call out to God. We should be remembered before our Kodesh Baruch Hu in the merit of our unity, being no se ba'olam chaveiro, and we'll be zochet to see v'nesati shalom ba'aretz v'simchad olam liyoshveh. Amen v'amen. Chazak, chazak, v'nit chazek. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Be'ezor Hashem, b'surot tovot, and be'ezor Hashem, shabbat shalom. Thank you and kol tov to all.